98-672 and Bar Association versus T. David Wick.
What reason was there for failure to cooperate?
Those have been favorably resolved.
Do we have any indication in the record that full restitution to Ms. Tyus has been
made? There is an affidavit, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
We should be able to cross-examine, so that's why that's difficult to swallow today.
I understand that. I understand I'm very late in the ballgame here. I would ask you to take into account that in terms of mitigation, that Tyus has been made financially whole, that I have obtained professional counseling.
What do you mean by that?
She was paid $800. We met, we talked about what the result is. Fully
on behalf of the housing court in the city.
with national and local organizations and a volunteer, such an organization as the Cleveland Tenants Organization. If you were to read the letters that Pianta, Manfred Rathbaugh, they would tell you that they know long association with me, both at the court and before the court, that I am one of the few attorneys in the city of Cleveland who is actively involved in the low-income community and representing tenants in low-income situations where there's often not terribly great return. That is my record, and if you have any questions, I'll be happy to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Wick. Mr. Hannah. Mr. Witt?
Correct.
That's all on the record, of course.
Yes. And let me explain. There is an affidavit in our motion for default from Bobby Todd that the team engaged Mr. Witt in 1993. He then moved to Atlanta and repeated phone calls to his office.
Oh, you mean with the same sign? This same sort of individual?
Well, you said other people.
You don't have to do with others.
Okay.
shouldn't take it then.
Right. But I want to point out that this wasn't just ignoring the time. It was ignoring everything that the Cleveland Bar Association did. Cleveland Museum, the General Counsel of the Cleveland Bar.
Ignored the investigators.
Counselor, we're here really on the penalty. He's admitted everything you want to complain about with regard to Ms. Tyus. He's admitted that he didn't cooperate. Is 2 years suspended with 1 year stayed a fair sentence for that?
Well, I believe so. Obviously, the trial committee thought that the 1 year suspended would be reasonable for this sanction. And we did not come to that decision lightly. I'm not going to substitute two people's judgment for a panel, the hearing panel judgment, or the board of commissioners' judgment, nor am I going to substitute my own legal. I do think that they had a good reason to come to that conclusion, and I would ask to affirm their findings.
Thank you, Mr. Hannah. For which you stay 5 minutes.
Your Honor, this is the way I clear law. There are multiple instances here where I do not respond to the bar. May involve a single instance, a single case where there was no contract, and where the claim itself, in terms of compensation from the Housing Authority, is highly suspect from a get-go. And I say that as I believe someone who has practiced in this area of law, at least up in the northern part of the state, more than any other lawyer. I am a member of the bar, once a good Catholic boy, graduate of Notre Dame. In Francis and Toledo, and I understand the notion of punishment, the notion of redemption. I am looking for redemption. I want to get on with my life. I want to bring closure to this. But I do think I have things to give back to this community. And the sanctions that are presently proposed preclude me from doing that for an extended period of time. And I would ask that they be ameliorated, and I would ask that I am allowed to enter into the record the letters of my former employers.
Let me ask one question before you. Were you ever hospitalized for your depression?
No, I was not.
Medicated?
No, I was not medicated. I will tell you, if I may, what the doctor told me. In my circumstances, I worked for the Housing Authority for 16 years, and primarily let go in when all the senior staff were let go in the early 90s. A difficult agency at that time, a difficult agency now. As I look back, the doctor identified to me, I had some difficulty dealing with that in terms of self-esteem, but the years that worked out, that's not to offer a rationale where it doesn't belong. Other people get on with their lives, I understand that, but I also, the simple fact is this event is inexplicable in terms of what is a general positive record. 24 years as a member of the Ohio Bar.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Case is submitted. You'll be advised for opinion.